In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Hello everyone, welcome to day 13 of Common Prayer. We're in season 3 and we're moving through 40 days of Lent. And today's passage is out of the Gospel of John, and it's in chapter 4. And so I'm just going to say a prayer as we get going here, and then we'll jump into our scripture. God, I just pray that you would open our hearts and our minds today as we start another day, as we are in this 13th day of Lent and we prepare for your coming. God, would you help align us with who you are, where you've been, and what you're doing through our church and through our lives, God. We want to submit ourselves to you and who you are. Amen. Well, John 4, verse 13 and 14 says this, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water I give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." So if you haven't figured it out, today's word of the day is water. Water, that thing that we desperately depend on. You know, you can live for a certain amount of time without food, but my understanding is that you can't live that long without water. Your body needs water. It's the engine oil for you. There are so many benefits to drinking water, and you know, I'm in a season where I've been trying to take care of myself better and eat better, but a huge part of eating better and digestion and all that kind of stuff is just drinking a lot of water. And, you know, when I was younger, I hated water. My favorite drink when I would go out to restaurants was a Roy Rogers. And if you're not familiar with what a Roy Rogers is, it's a Coke mixed with grenadine syrup. The person who invented it as a kid, I assumed it was Roy Rogers, but I don't think it was him. He must have thought, whoever invented it must have thought that Coke wasn't sweet enough. So they added this thick cherry-like syrup and then they topped it with an actual maraschino cherry. And you know that, so I loved ordering that. And my parents wouldn't let me order it, but whenever I would go out to eat with my grandma, she would let me. And next to a Roy Rogers, water seemed like super boring and flavorless. And so growing up, I never really wanted it. You know, it wasn't ever very attractive to me. And if you fast forward a few years, me and my brother were on a trip, and we were going out to the Midwest. And so you go through Utah on Interstate 80, and we wanted to stop and see the Great Salt Flats. So we stopped in outside of Salt Lake City, and we saw this mountain range, and we decided we were going to try to make our way to the mountain range. It looked really close. So we traipsed across the super bright white salt flats, what we think maybe about 5 miles or so, before we realized that the mountains weren't getting any closer. And our faces were getting burnt, not just from the sun, but from the reflection of the white salt. If you've ever heard of that snow blind kind of vibe, it was starting to feel like that. And we were super tired and it was overwhelmingly hot. But I think maybe our dumbest decision, besides the trek itself, was not bringing any water. I did have a warm Coke, ironically, in my backpack, and I tried to take it out and drink it. It was super warm, and the syrupy sweetness was just disgusting because I needed real hydration. And we finally made it back to the car, and we were in bad shape, and we drove immediately to the nearest gas station and got some cold water, and I have never loved water more in my life. It was a turning point for me. The theologian John Vanier says, thirsty in biblical language is means dried up inside, or to feel totally empty and in anguish. And like my story, physically, most of us can probably imagine what it's like to be, you know, in anguish physically due to water. But I think we can also imagine, we've all been there, what it's like to feel in total anguish and dried up inside emotionally. And our souls are constantly searching for love and acceptance and affirmation. And if you're like me, you find ways to quench your thirst. And maybe some of them even work for the short term. Some of us turn to people for that love and acceptance. Some of us get the acceptance through our jobs or our sense of accomplishment. If you're a parent, there's got to be at some point, you know, a time when you have found that love and acceptance in your children. And sometimes even in our pursuit to quench our thirst, we fill the void in our souls with destructive habits. But at the end of the day, no matter what that habit is, if it's not Jesus, it's not ever going to quench your thirst. And that's why Jesus refers to himself as living water. So I think it's important for us to acknowledge those things that we put in front of God, those things that we think will quench our thirst. What is that for you? I'm going to ask for you to just take a minute. Before you think about that, just take a minute and quiet yourself. Try to open your mind and your heart up to Jesus and to what God might want to say to you. Just take 1 minute and be quiet. Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again." So what is that water that you're drinking? What are you running to for your thirst solution? What is your living water substitution, if you will? Where are you running to get your love and your acceptance to not feel dry inside? Is it a sense of accomplishment? Is it something that you're trying to do to earn that? Is it maybe a relationship in your life? Maybe you're running to a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or maybe a sense of accomplishment vicariously through your children. Be honest with yourself in this moment and be honest with God. What are the things that you're running towards to quench your thirst? I can tell you that for me, I'm an achiever and I like to accomplish things. And I think the reason I like to accomplish things so much is I like people to notice that I'm accomplishing things. There's something in that that makes me feel like I have value when I do that. So whatever that is for you, I'm going to ask for you to bring that to God. Hold it out in front of him and offer it to him. And acknowledge in this moment that that will never fully satisfy you. Confess that sometimes you run to it instead of God. For our daily practice today, it's very simple because we need water to survive. So whenever you drink today, and you should be drinking your water, by the way, but whenever you drink today, I'm gonna ask for you to say this prayer with every sip. Lord, in my thirst for you, give me your water of life. Lord, in my thirst for you, give me your water of life. Today, let every sip of water serve as a reminder of the living water of Jesus. We won't be quenched by anything but him. As you go, I'm going to pray for you. God, I pray for all who are hearing my voice right now. Lord, I pray for us not to be seeking things that will never quench our thirst. Lord, all the pursuits that we have that we think will make us happy, all the things that we think will make us important or valuable, God, it's all futile. It's never lasting. It's a false promise. And so, God, would you bring that to our minds as we seek those things that are not from you? Would you help us let them go? And as we stand before you, God, would you remind us that you're the living water? Lord, would you let your living water flow through our heart, that we could feel the satisfaction of what it means to be connected with you? Thank you, God, for drawing near. Thank you for being willing to come down on our level and to quench our thirst when we don't deserve it. Lord, we need you. We need you like we need water. And we love you. In your name we pray. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.